Oh my God. Is that the music I hear? You can just start the show even without the music. So I'm just going to start talking. You know, the music is playing in my head. Maybe you can hear it out there in the listening audience. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Just pretend you're hearing the music. Technical glitches. Hey, this is DBS Radio. Was coming out of Paradise, California. The damn government tried to burn them down. In fact, the government is responsible for that fire. Anybody that looks at the pictures, we know energy weapons were used to start that fire. Let's talk the truth here. And, BBS Radio is back on the air, and this is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connected Dots, that's right. If you didn't hear the music, don't worry about it. It's just a glitch in the system. It's just another attempt by the evil government. That's right. The U.S. government is evil, controlled by evil. A lot of good people in the U.S. government, but there's a lot of bad people behind the scenes ruining things as much as they can, because that's what bad people do. They want to ruin things all the time. Hey, listen, you might have been listening to the last show. I listened to the show before mine now and then. And Dara Crystals, boy, is that some amazing stuff being talked about by these. And Dara Crystals makes me want to go out and get some. Hey, listen, I want my sales commission for all the crystals that you sell because I'm promoting them. Listen, anyhow, I got to get myself some Dara Crystals myself. I have my own collection of crystals. I got my favorite Lemurian crystal with the etched-in triangle in the face. That's where I got my info on Thought Attraction Flypaper. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name of the show. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, back on the air again. You know, we're not going to let a stupid little energy weapon fire shut us down permanently. Yeah, they made our lives all difficult for a month, especially the people in paradise. Oh, that was a sick joke there. Evil weapons people setting paradise on fire. The nerve of them, they think that's funny. They must have been watching too many of those old corny Batman shows with the Joker and the Riddler, where they had to have a little sick joke attached to everything bad they did. Well, I guarantee that they're not going to dull our enthusiasm. We, the people of planet Earth, are going to take back our Mother Earth, and we're going to live happily ever after. And the word of the night is love. That's right, love. You can project love. You can talk about love, you can feel love, you can embrace love, you can give love, and you can receive love. And supposedly, hey, according to the starseeds, the Pleiadian starseeds, love is being anchored into our planet by the hard work of beings from other worlds who have a love for the human race. That's right, where would we be without our friends? And we're still in the danger zone. They're talking about, you know, I talk about it, other people talk about it, 5G. Boycott the swim company, I have to say that. Hey, unless they're going to pay me $1 billion by tomorrow in cash, drive up to the armored van, I'm going to talk against these people, Sprint and all the other companies that are trying to promote 5G. I see them on Twitter. How dare they promote something that's going to make everybody sick? 5G is death for everybody. May God forbid that it gets turned on full blast, because that's what it's all about, you know? Can you believe the people with money, the evil people with money, bought out the U.S. Congress to make laws that nobody can stop this thing except the U.S. Congress? Or people with chainsaws to go out and cut down the telephone poles to save themselves, because that's where it's going to be. Wild in the streets if government doesn't act. I wouldn't, you know, I don't, I'm not promoting that, but hey, you know, what are we going to do? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call up and tell us, what are we going to do? they turn this juice on, and the government is like asleep at the wheel, busy counting their bribe money. Yes, most people in government are bribe takers. That's why this world was such a mess. You know, the world is being controlled with big money. They bribe the politicians of every government. You ever wonder how many politicians in the U.S. Congress are bribed? Well, I'll tell you, most of it. Sad, but it's true. Can the first one who's not taking any bribe money raise their hand? I don't see any hands being raised. But anyhow, that's the harsh reality. We have to talk about this. You know, the Gwin Towers, look it up on the internet. You don't have to look it up on the internet. Just look on the top of your apartment building or look on the telephone pole. Look on the traffic signals. They're putting up along the rail lines now, too, I've noticed. Hey, I use public transportation. The subway lines, the elevated lines, you can see them on in New York City. Yeah, right. Again, right alongside the rail lines now, too. Possible to avoid this stuff, you know? And here's the real danger. When the people that are think that they're going to have a grand time using this stuff, and they're connecting with the 5G is pulsating out, and they're standing on the other side of you from the antenna, and they call in the signal with their iPhone or whatever, and that signal of 92,000 pulses per second, if not more, is going right through every cell in your body. So you're standing between the person making the call and the tower. Same thing in your home. You know, you got your Wi-Fi turned on. The little square, 6-inch square broadcaster antenna going 92,000 pulses per second. It's out on the telephone pole in front of your house. And you're standing between the Wi-Fi and the broadcast antenna on the telephone pole. Again, 92,000 pulses per second going through every cell in your body. How long do you think your body's going to stand up to that? Well, you know, that's why there was no scientific studies done on this, because they know. I mean, it's an intentional weapon designed to create genocide, because the people who are wrongfully ruling this world, they want to lower the population. That's right. They want to do that. It doesn't make any sense. They're going to be killing themselves, too, but they are so brainwashed and stupid. And pawns, and, you know, of the wrongful ones, call them. They're promoting this. They don't understand that they're shooting themselves in the foot. They're chopping off their own head without even trying. And they're going to learn their lesson the hard way. But we don't want anyone to be learning a hard lesson here. We want this thing stopped beforehand. Where's President Trump? Come on. You know, all you people glorifying President Trump, I see you on Twitter. Hey, you know, you've done more than the last president. Of course, anybody could do more than the last president. He can do anything. Bad things. I don't know. Do we, is there a caller on the phone? Is there somebody looking to get through? You know, this is the call-in radio show. Hey, the number here. 888-627-6008. If you want to call in, you can speak. Because this is a call-in radio show. Do we have a caller? I don't know. Somehow I thought we did, but whatever. Let's pretend we had a caller. Hey, isn't that amazing what that caller had to say? He was talking about a dollar crystal suit. No, he wasn't. Hey, but let me go back to Lindor Crystal. You know, there's some talk here about the third and the sixth dimension colliding. Well, you know, I think that's a bad representation myself. Yeah, I get the gist, but when you have to gain a proper understanding. That's why I tell people, go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots theory so you can get a proper understanding how things work. It's been explained to the human race how the dimensions work, really. It's not that difficult to understand. It has to do with frequencies, common denominators, light energy being focused to focal points of energy, you know, markers, we can call them, connect the dots, could be the dots, imagine floating dots in the air. I've got a picture of that, my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, you just Google it, and you can get to view the first 39 pages, right, on the internet. It should entice you. Really want the book for is to look at the pictures, things I've captured on camera. Floating points of light that float in the air like fireflies, except it's not fireflies, it's sparkling points of light. I had to name it with a new discovery. That's right, I am the discovery of the sparkling points of light. Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't got any scientific awards for that because, you know, discovering things like that throws all orthodox science out the window because it makes them have to admit, like, man, how did we overlook that? But it's in my book, The Sparkling Points of Light. And I've got a picture or two of them and pictures of how they kind of like cast a net out of the sky. And these points of light hover. And these are connecting energy things. They're part of the connection system from one dimension to the other. And sacred geometry correlates of the five platonic solids. They're used to focus the upstep and downstep the energy levels because that's the difference in the dimensions, the so-called dimensions. It's the parameters of energy vibrations in each dimension. It's not that difficult to understand. You know, we're physical reality, talking about the parameters of energy go to a certain point. Then you want to get into the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, you have to upset the energy level. Everything, there's a formula for it all. There's a common denominator for it all. So the third and the sixth dimension are not going to crash into each other, you know, whatever. Not a good explanation. They can connect. All the dimensions can connect together. I choose the piano is a good example. You know, imagine a piano with, instead of 8 octaves, 12 octaves would explain it all. You know, it said each dimension or tone is broken down into 12, sometimes referred to as the overtones. And he has 12 sections to each dimension. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross can you be? And basically, that's it. There's common denominators that. So if you hit a C note at the bottom of the piano, or to the left, the low note, it's going to somehow resonate with the C note at the top of the piano. And like I said, if you had a piano with 12 octaves on it, it would explain it all. It can represent the whole universe, all 12 dimensions. Those are the basic 12 dimensions. Some people talk about it. Sometimes you hear people talking about 14, 15. They're going to have to call me up and explain that one. I'll just stick to the 12 basic ones, each one divided into 12 sections, and it's frequencies, basically. But then we can move from frequencies and to non-frequencies. Tachyons, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N, and tachyons, yes, particles that are don't have frequencies, don't physically interact with matter, but at the same time, I'm learning about them a little more each day because there are devices coming out now. Hey, this is an educational show. Tachyon chambers are available for people, and essentially the tachyon chamber pulls in the tachyons out of thin air, we could say. And you're out there in space and supposedly wings and set around the earth. But to make it easy to draw them in, but if you have the money to get a tachyon chamber. I'd like one. If you're any callers out there with money, that call in now and tell me you'll buy me a tachyon chamber, and then I can do a review on it. Right now, I can't afford one myself, but they're available, apparently. And for a tachyon product scale, I guess we all can afford to buy a pendant or something like that. And I'm probably going to get one soon or something like that. I have to save my pennies up to get the tachyon chamber, but I hear it's gonna be bestowed upon us once the Galactic Federation of Light. Those are good extraterrestrials, so I hear. These are the ones that are trying to free our planet from evil controls right now, what supposedly is going on behind the scenes. I can't verify myself because I haven't met any Galactic Federation of White people. Though I've asked them to call in myself, hey, I'm on the radio now. Call in. You member of the Galactic Federation of White? You were a Pleiadian star. Hey, call into the show so I can ask you some more detailed questions, because we all like to know what's going on, you know, mainstream media won't tell us, obviously. And we keep hearing about this thing called the event. Well, bring it on. You know, we're tired of hearing about it because things move faster on Earth. We don't have 10 billion years to wait or big time schedules for cycles of the universe. We're talking about short lifetimes here, you know. Most of us live less than 100 years, and we hear the cutoff date is 2025 for the Earth to ascend, so we don't want to wait till 2025. We want this now. We want the world, and we want it now. Where have I heard that one before? But that's it. We want the world, and we want it now. We want the tachyon chambers now. We want the event to happen now. I keep hearing that. You know, I go on Twitter. Hey, follow me on Twitter. Whatever. Go to BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio is back. They're back, and they're going to be bolder and muddier and more powerful than ever. And they're in the crusade to take our world back from the evil controllers. And I'm one of those crusaders, too. We're intent of taking our world back from the evil ones who have gained control of our world for too long. I don't know. It depends on who the story you listen to. Some people said it's been going on for 25,000 years. Other people say hundreds of thousands of years. Other people say that there's so many stories out there, you know. Along with the story, the Galactic Federation of Light has been fighting the bad guys for 8 million years. Well, you know what? I think you got to get a better war plan. I mean, who am I to tell you? I'm a knowledgeable person. I do things fast. I don't, like, come on. Stitch in time saves 9. You know, you guys should have came to Earth a long time ago and gained some planetary wisdom, you know, and applied it to the galaxy. Come on. How could you know, you're not paying attention if you let the bad guys perpetrate their evil around the galaxy for 8 million years. Come on. You should have nipped this in the bud a long, long time ago. But, hey, when I get to meet the chain of command, I'm going to give you my 2 cents. I'm giving you my 2 cents now if you're listening. I think you could have been doing a better job. Who am I to say that? I'm somebody who knows that, you know, I don't take no for an answer. I don't wait for a stoplight. You know, I'll go around the corner or something rather than allow someone to delay me. I don't like being delayed. Most of us don't. Others have become made so fast that they'll wait until the end of time. Well, end of time, is the end of time coming? When we go into the fifth dimension, supposedly time will be gone in the fifth dimension. Time only exists for a third dimension, maybe the fourth dimension too, I don't know. But time to start talking about these things. It's time to stop the 5G before they turn on the switch. I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm on Twitter. I'm listening to the Starseeds. I'm listening to their representatives who are representing the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, I'm glad good things are being done, but at the same time, you know, I don't like this. I keep hearing this. Well, there's obstacles. We're not ready to do it yet. There's this problem. There's that problem. Hey, I don't buy into that routine. You know, I don't care what the problems are. You know, you could probably solve half of them if you took the trouble to respond to people like me who know better ways of doing things, know faster ways of doing, no shortcuts. You want a shortcut, you make a shortcut. You know? Just simply moseying along when there's people dying and suffering every second of the day. Now, that's not acceptable. Don't tell me you can't do three things at one time, please. You can do dozens of things at the same time. That's right. Hey, come to Earth and learn about the tricks of the trade, because we, over the years, we've come up with a lot of interesting strategies and tricks. And there's a counter move for everything. Hey, you play the game of chess? Well, I wish the Galactic Federation would learn how to play a good game of chess, because it doesn't sound like, yeah, I'm a complainer, and that's right, because I found out in my short time here on Earth in the human body, I found out that there's always a faster way to do something. There's always a shortcut. There's always a better way. And it's what I say. I've got a better way. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. Check out my website, 2020 President Tom Edison. Spelled just like it sounds. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. I claim to have one of the most impressive presidential websites ever set up. And I'm doing this whole thing by myself, writing candidates. I would like some support, but, you know, can't force people to support me. It's too bad. You know, if everybody's so lazy that 2020 comes around, you're going to go repeat the same stupidity, go and vote for a Democrat or Republican, please. These are the guys who made all the problems. You know? I'm cutting them up after the woods here. I'm saying the way to be is non-political. You know? You want to serve the people? You know, there's a great quote in the Bible, Book of Mark 9:35. Yeah? Look it up. You want to be the leader, you got to be the servant of all. Well, that's who I am, because I'm a solution person. Every problem we have going today, the problems are easily solved when the right people, the people who have the authority to make decisions, know what you're talking about. Unfortunately, everybody in government, or almost everybody in government, these people just don't have the intelligence. They don't have the experience life to solve problems. Still like the Pentagon, they couldn't solve a problem. That's how bad they are. And these are the people that the peasants, the common folk, us, you, me, we vote in constantly. I don't vote for them, and you shouldn't be voting for them either. Yeah? This is why I'm running for president, because I'm a qualified individual who knows how to solve problems from first-hand experience. And the nerve of that sneaky, stealing Joe Biden, just because of who he is and has been, he gets to go on CNN and say that he's the most qualified. That's been my line for the last three elections. That's right, I've been in them. Because I am the most qualified. And he better never steal words out of my campaign again. He's got nothing to bring to the table. You know, he doesn't know how to keep his paws off young girls. Unbelievable. We got it on the videotape. Most qualified molester. But anyhow, you know, that is the deal. You know, the voters, you know, they tell you this is like, you don't understand. You vote for a politician, they don't have to do anything once they get elected. Don't you understand that? They're all liars and deceivers. And what do they do when they get elected? Close to nothing. This is why people like President Trump, because he's actually been able to do a few things he talked about. But at the same time, you know, he has his problems too. I mean, come on. I'll challenge anybody. Hey, it's a call-in show. 888-627-6008. Hey, I'm a New York City resident. What has President Trump done for New York City? Nothing. Why isn't he stopping the 5G, huh? Let's hear it. Why is he only pick rich people to assist him? You know? Hey, I'm a fellow New Yorker. You think he gives two hoots about me? No way. You know? Why doesn't he fix the New York City subway system? He doesn't even know what a subway is. So, yeah, he's seen it on old movies. I don't think he ever rode a subway system in his life. You know, maybe he has once or twice. But, you know, we've got all these problems in New York. What's President Trump doing? He's got nothing. Why doesn't he have the border wall up already? Hey, we all want the border wall, you know, or some kind of setup as opposed to no borders and no oversight of anything. Why isn't that done? You know? It's simple. It would have been done a long time ago if I was president. You know, that's why, again, why am I running for president? Because I'm the guy who knows how to get the job done, get it done right the first time, and stop all this tit-for-tat, Democrats versus Republicans, the name-calling, and nothing gets accomplished. It's not that difficult to get people to agree on things when you know how to do it. Apparently, President Trump doesn't know how to do it. You know? Sure, he's 100 times better than Obama, that abomination of all presidents of all time, the worthless, no good, so-and-so, you know, a globalist, a butt kisser, you know, a puppet of the rich people of the New World Order. That's what Obama was. That's why people like about President Trump. He's not a puppet of the New World Order. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot lacking there, you know. And if you said 2020 Trump, you should think 2020 President Tom Edison, because I'm the guy who has the solutions. The solutions to all problems are known already. You know, stop bickering about the wall. Why don't you just do something and do it, you know? Why are you going to pick up about this and that and talk about the Mueller investigation? What a waste of taxpayers' money. Why don't you investigate why the voting machines are all hackable? Why isn't he investigating that? Why isn't he investigating why mainstream media refuses to talk about the extraterrestrials? Why isn't he investigating about the secret space program? Why isn't he investigating about all the other BS things that are going on? That nobody else. Why isn't he investigating directed energy weapons being used to start fires in California? Why isn't he investigating the CDC, Center for Disease Control, that allows vaccines to be painted and covering up all the bad failures they've had? Why isn't he investigating the lack of national security, you know, the fake agencies that do nothing for us except take away our rights? Why isn't he investigating the New World Takeover? Why isn't he investigating the planned 5G genocide of innocent people? Huh? Why? And why isn't President Trump talking the things I'm talking about? You know? So whether you like President Trump or you hate him, I'm the guy to be the next president of the United States, because solving problems is my specialty. And unfortunately, President Trump doesn't know what to do with the authority he does have. You new executive orders and accomplish a few things, but he still is a boy. He doesn't know what to do with the big authority he got. Meanwhile, people like me, it's a cakewalk. I know what to do when I have the opportunity to do it. All I need is that authority. And the authority that goes to the President of the United States, all these problems will be solved so quickly, the Democrats and Republicans will be getting along. And if you go to my, check out my website, 2020 President Tom Edison. And spell it out, Bresident Tom, T-O-N, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. You'll be impressed. Hey, and give support. I need support, you know. I started this whole thing by myself, but I still have to get a support team out there to go out and vote for me. You know, because I'm a rising candidate, and I do need to go out there and advertise. This radio show alone is not enough to turn it. I'm doing as much as I can with no money. Hey, any rich people out there, give me $500 million. I don't even need $1 billion, and that'll be enough. And I'll just pay people to do what needs to be done to win the election. It's that simple. All it takes is money, really, and know-how. I've got the know-how. Give me the money, yeah. Hey, you need the money, call up and donate money now. Hey, go to my website. I have PayPal there. Every little bit helps. If everybody, every voter would give me $10, that's all I need. I mean, I'll pay the other people needed to see that the general public gets educated, how to do a write-in, how to vote for a write-in candidate, and I'll hire people who will monitor the election booths, and everything will be taken care of. It'll be that easy. All I need is the money. Hey, that's another thing. You know, I'm on Twitter, and I keep hearing about the Galactic Federation of Light. $120 trillion is supposed to be set aside for us. Well, where's my part of the $120 trillion, you know? If I was president now, like, you guys would have landed already and we would have solved this whole problem, you know? I'm tired of hearing excuses about it taking it along and this and that, you know? I move fast. I want you guys to move fast as I do. Anyhow, back to tachyon chambers. Hey, supposedly, you get in the tachyon chambers, the tachyons manipulate energy somehow. You don't need to know how it's actually done. We just need to know it's done. You know, it puts things in balance. It affects on a subatomic level. Tachyons affect matter, but they don't connect it. So it's just kind of like a good mood coming into a room and making you feel good. That's a good way to put it. But we all want to be going to a tachyon chamber right now. Only the rich can afford them, but supposedly they're going to be distributed freely among the world when the ET finally land. The Galactic Federation of Light members like the Syrians, the Pleiadians, you know, and next on stage the Arcturians. They sound like a bunch of nice guys, and I can't wait to meet them. But I wish they would land and make this thing happen. The event, we're going to hear the, I don't know if we'll hear it, but supposedly we're going to feel the event, the whoosh of energy that comes over the earth. You know, I've picked up on tweets. It's left the center of the galaxy. It's on its way here. Well, you know, why is it taking so long? Things go faster than visible light. You know, I mentioned in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Everybody who out buys the book, will you? Connect the Dots Theory. It doesn't cost that much. Get it cheap on Amazon or iTunes or something like that. $5, $7. I mean, it's down that cheap. You know, I recommend you go to a Barnes & Noble. I make the least amount of money over that. It costs, I don't know. Whatever they're charging for it now, I make peanuts, you know, but get it. Look at the pictures. See what you all the things that are known already that I've correlated, getting an understanding of how things connect. What the book's called, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not just a single theory, it's multifarious. Many, many things are stated there. It contains philosophy, it contains spiritual connections, it contains educational information. And like I said, you just Google it, and you can get to look at the first, I think, 39 pages for free. What more do you want? But, you know, be supportive of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take on responsibility of solving as many problems as possible in this world. And I've got the knowledge to do it already. All I need is the position of authority or the money. Suppose the money will be outdated once the Galactic Federation of Life comes down and gives us all free replicators. Well, I guess we won't need money then. We can all have a replicator instead of a doser, and we can just replicate whatever we want. Sounds unbelievable, but just to let you know, and science fiction has always been giving us glimpses of the future, and I'm sure everyone has heard about the Twilight Zone. Well, I just happened to catch they're always doing reruns on the Twilight Zone. I happened to catch an episode of the Twilight Zone, Valley in the Shadow, I think it was called, where a guy is lost on some back roads, and he's running out of gas, and he sees this little road sign, small town over here, 900 people or something like that. He goes in and finds a gas station. He sees some unusual things while he's gassing at this car, and he starts investigating, and he stumbles upon this off the beaten path, a small town of people who had replicators. That's right. This is like early 60s. And they had replicator machines. They would pull a card out of that file cabinet. They'd pull a card out of the file cabinet. And with a geometric pattern, they put it in the machine. The machine would replicate whatever info was on the card. So here we are being shown about replicators back in the early 60s. Again, science fiction telling us about what's coming in the future. And I don't think anybody was even really talking about replicators then, and I don't think we had that many good ET connections to know about such things. Back then, ET contact was in its infancy in the early 60s still, I believe. But anyhow, words of mouth, hook or crook, whatever it needed to, a Twilight Zone episode, replicators. Well, they're on their way. They're out there floating around in space right now, being waited to be beamed down to us when the time comes. I can't wait for the so-called event to happen. Supposedly, just like in the science fiction movies, they're going to take the man, the Galactic Federation of Light, or the Galactic Confederation. They're going to take control of our medium, I guess all the stations at the same time, just like in countless science fiction movies, and they're going to say, people of Earth, we're here, we're coming down, we're landing our ships, and we're bringing replicators. Yes, and supposedly, they're going to break into the broadcast and announce that they're going to be landing, I guess, the next day, or the end of the week, or something like that, and then they're going to land, and then you're going to physically remove the bad guys, you know, people like Soros, probably the Clintons, whatever, but that'll be their decision to make. It's going to happen. Supposedly, from all the info I picked up, it has to happen before 2025 for them, for the Earth to move into the new reality, and they want us to go with it. It's called the planetary ascension. Of course, nobody's going to force you to do it. If you want to stay stuck in this 3D reality and play out these ridiculous scenarios, you're entitled to, but many of us want to move on because to move on into the fifth dimension, we're going for the love of vibration. That's right. We want to be loving each other. We want to treat each other fairly and kind. This is what we should be doing. The only reason we're arguing and fighting over nothing is because we're being manipulated to do that. Yes, there's so much going on behind the scenes. They're doing it with mainstream media. They're doing it with movies and Hollywood. Nothing but bad movies coming out of Hollywood. I don't care what you say. You don't have to have violence in a movie, but Hollywood doesn't know better. They're really, Hollywood motion pictures, we're talking about unholywood, not Hollywood. The real name is unholywood, because they're perverting thinking. You don't have to have violence in the movie. You know? That's a falsehood that has been perpetuated upon the human race, that we always have to have something violent going on in the movie. No, we don't. Hey, if I had the money, I'd show everybody how to make movies without violence, because I know video production. And if you go on my website, you'll see at the bottom, Subway Fantasy, it's a trailer. I'm going to release the whole version. It's still for entertainment purposes. There's no violence in it. You know? No need for that. But, unfortunately, we're being manipulated into being violent, thinking violent, all kinds of negative vibration. We're being constantly pushed into warring with each other, causing each other harm. This is all stuff that we're being manipulated into participating in that we shouldn't be. And that's why we want to go to the fifth dimension, because everybody gets along there. You know, we want to raise our vibration. Again, that's what a dimension. The higher up you go, the faster the vibrations go. So we have to raise our vibrations. And we have to avoid things that lower our vibration. You know? Nobody should be hating anybody. We should be projecting love, because love is more powerful than hate. But we have to be persistent in projecting it. We have to use our intention to project love. You know? And the love will wipe away the hate. And we can bring others along the path by projecting love. Be the light, as the saying goes. Be the love, be the light. L-O-V-E. That's what the Galactic Federation tells us. If we could project more love, each one of us doing our part to project more love, we could bring the event on faster. Well, why not? Let's do it. I have no problem with that. I mean, I find it easy to project love, to be kind, smile at people, say something uplifting to someone, open the door for someone. And there's so many things we can do. And just project love. You know, when you're alone, project love for God. Yes, God does exist. Personally known as the Heavenly Father. I don't understand why the Galactic Federation, they don't have a personal connection, apparently, to God. And in that sense, us humans are luckier, because we've learned about the personal connection. The information has come our way here on Earth. The single source of all that is personally known as the Heavenly Father. That's why when Jesus was asked how should we pray, he said, he gave us the prayer, Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, or who art in paradise. And again, the information has come along that, yes, the real God, who is also the Trinity of paradise, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, sometimes referred to as the Holy Spirit. three put together equals God. And the first point of the beginning was the Heavenly Father. And like I'm saying, you know, it's better to have a personal connection to the single source of all that is than an unpersonal one. So always, if you don't know who to project your love on, project your love back to God, the Heavenly Father. And then once you get good at that, then try projecting your love to the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. Just put it out there and go, it'll ping pong along all the connection, energy connection points, and get to the single source of all there is. But a personal connection is better than an impersonal connection. And that's the brief lesson on God today. Either way, you're connected, whether you like it or not, because everything is connected from the single source of all there is. And there's many pathways that transverse back and forth. It's all energy. And apparently the new connecting type link is the tachyon that we're talking about now. I want my tachyon chamber, and I want it now. You know why I said, if you follow me on Twitter, I put out one or two tweets. Well, I'm going to be back doing it again, advertising my show. I advertise that this show is better than Coast to Coast because you're going to hear bold opinions here. You know, I've listened to Coast to Coast, and they have some interesting guests on one time, but I can't stand this wishy-washy talk where no one wants to make a firm commitment on something. You know? That's not this show. Hey, you got an opinion, call up and give it. I'm never shy to give my opinion on things. And I'll just say it. I like this, I like that. And here's why this is that. 5G is no good. Chemtrails are no good. Vaccines are no good. Parents. Are there any parents listening to the show, please? Don't allow your kids to be given vaccines. You can't trust the medical profession. You know, you might trust your doctor. You might be a nice person, but you can't even trust doctors. In fact, first of all, doctors. Why would you not trust doctors? They're not well-informed. They went to medical school where they were brainwashed to believe vaccines are good. They went to medical school that didn't really teach them about how a human body works. So what do they know? You know, the information is out there on the internet, available in books, the real truth. Shows like this, we talk about the real truth, how a human body works. You know, but these so-called medical doctors, they're really not there. They're not educated as much as they should be, and you shouldn't be trusting them as if they were God, because they're not God. You know, the joke is, nowadays, God's operating out of our hospital. Well, you know, you got to stop, understand there's limitations to what people in hospitals can do. They're working with, sometimes people call it allopathic medicine. We call it a pharmaceutical medicine, I call it, because it's concoctions. I mean, they can do some things. Hey, you know, need to replace parts, they're good at that. Other things they're good at. But real healthcare, it has to do with you doing what's best for your body. It has to do with you educating yourself, because the old idea, you can't go to the doctor and expect him to solve your problems anymore. All they do is they run tests, and they have to try to fit you into some kind of pattern or something like that, and then they make up some fancy name as to what your problem is, but that's not solving anything. And they have a very bad rate of helping people with cancer out. Very bad rate. and hospitals. You don't want to go to hospitals. People die in a hospital. It's a very unsafe place to be, a hospital. So you want to take responsibility for your body, and you want to gain the knowledge. Listening to shows like this, you'll gain some knowledge. You know, I tell people, hey, you know, 70% water, your brain's 90% water. Water is the most important thing to be putting in your body, so you need to get good water. You know? I do commercials free for people. Look it up. John Ellis Water. Out here on the East Coast. John Ellis. E-L-L-I-S Water. He's got the machine that can purify any water. It's available, you know? So, you live in a place, you got bad water supply, you got bad well water, it's the guy to get in touch with. And you can solve your problem. You know? You have the machine that creates the catalyst. There's other waters too out there. That's the only one I'm going to talk about tonight. Anyhow, we're getting down close to the end of the show. So, hey, there's 1 minute left to call in, or 2 minutes left. Hey, number's 888-627-6008. You ought to be outraged and squawking loud about the 5G that's coming your way. This is deliberate, intentional genocide. Just wanted to remind you that. Start looking around on the telephone poles. Start looking on top of tall buildings for the Gwen Towers we'll set up on the internet and see these long, skinny things and the little squares that are appearing alongside highways. Say you're at the traffic light. Look up. They might have a broadcaster on the traffic light. You're sitting there for a minute or two. They're zapping you with dangerous microwave frequencies. Things are popping up everywhere. I think some people are being subjected to the 5G already. I've got to meet them. You need to get yourself a microwave meter. And you'll see where the danger spots are and where it's coming off of. All the new phones put the microwave meter off the scale when it put it to the new phones. You're ruining yourself. Eventually, it's going to get you. And the 5G is going to get us all. And if you know any congressmen, you better start talking to them. If you know any people of importance in the military, start talking to them. We have to stop this. I mean, the new world order is, you know, this is the plan. We're going to kill millions of people here in the U.S. with 5G. You know? Everybody's going to be getting four-stage cancer. This is no joking matter. And you want to find out about the dangers of 5G? His name is Kevin Mattis, M-A-T-T-U-S. Look it up on YouTube. 1 hour, 6 minute video. That'll wake you up. Watch that one. Hey, listen, you know, I'm the only singer-songwriter ever on for president of the United States, and I can use a little support. You know, I've got two albums out there. Go to CD Baby Store and punch in my name, Tom Edison. Or the easiest way to find it, go to BBS Radio and, you know, just Google it, BBS Radio, Station 1, 10 p.m. Saturday, Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's where all the shows are scheduled. Pacific Time, go down to my show, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 1. Connect the dots. Click on the name of the show, and then click on the CD Baby link. Hey, CD Baby Store. My two albums will pop up right there. You get a 29-second preview of each song. You can buy the song separately, or you can buy them by the album. Either way, I've got great tunes out there. Now, I hope when I end the show, the song was missing at the beginning of the show. But when we end the show, Mr. Engineer, if you're listening, I hope you're going to play the two songs I always end my show with. The first one being the lead guitar solo at the end of my song called Are You the Party in Time? I claim this is one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos of all time. Listen to it and see if you don't agree. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Villain. It's an anthem to be an anthem for you, because we all want to be somebody. Okay, hey, it's great to be back on DBS Radio again. Click on DBS Radio. Click on Saturday, 10 p.m. Connected Dots to find out all about me. Support what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing out here doing my share, trying to make things better for all of us. All of us. The word tonight is love. I love you. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown, play the song, and get out of here. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.